These are uncertain times, but Munson Savings Bank continues to grow and evolve, most recently by opening a new loan and operations center in Wilbraham and a new branch in East Longmeadow, scheduled to open later this summer. At Munson Savings Bank, we believe in going above and beyond to create solutions for people, businesses, and our community.
Hi, and welcome to Business Talk, presented by Business West and Living Local, and brought to you by Munson Savings Bank. Hi, I'm Chris Kellogg from the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS, and here's your host for this episode of Business Talk. He's a recovering entrepreneur and consultant to small businesses and nonprofit organizations. Here is Tom Fox.
Well, welcome back to another episode, folks. This week, we are going to be talking with Somali Hogan, who is the Regional Director for the Massachusetts Small Business Development Center. Welcome to the program. How are you doing,
Somali? Thank you, Tom. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on today. One of the reasons I wanted to talk to you, obviously, you've been a really, you know, big part of our economic development contingency here in Western Massachusetts. So you obviously met a lot of business owners, you know what's what, you've met a lot of different people. And also in your role now, I got to imagine you're getting a lot of questions, or you're getting a lot of folks that need some help understanding what is life during COVID and what do things look like when it's all over. So I'm really thankful you come on and share some of your insights with folks.
Sure, no problem.
So what have, first of all, let's tell us a little bit about the Massachusetts Small Business Development Center. What it is, what is it exactly that you folks do so people can get a better understanding?
Of course. Our program, it's here to help small business owners, you know, entrepreneurs, people who are looking to either start a business or grow their business. We provide that one-on-one, technically face-to-face. Right now we're virtual and doing everything by the phone or through video calls. Business advice, and we do that thanks to the Small Business Administration that funds our program. We can do that free of charge to the folks around here, and we're certified business advisors. We are full-time employees, so we're available Monday through Friday, and we can help people with cash flow, you know, looking at the cash flows, looking at their marketing, looking at their business plans. We primarily help people who are looking to expand as well, if they're looking to get a loan. And now during COVID, as you can imagine, we definitely shift gears to primarily helping people who were looking to secure an SBA Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program or a Paycheck Protection Program loan, and then answering those questions. And we've also discovered that we're very good at doing educational programming and workshops. So we've done, Tom, I got to tell you, over 25 workshops now, webinars, and almost 2,000 people have attended those. So we're very proud of that, that we've been able to do that for our community, for our business owners, to share all that information with them.
And when you, the workshops, like what kind of workshops have you been hosting for folks?
Yes, anything from, you know, say you got a PPP loan, now what? So we had accountants come on for 2.5 hour workshops, answering all the questions under the sun, all of the details about the PPP loan, how it works, you know, how does forgiveness work. Also, we've had the SBA several times talk about the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program. We've had people, business owners who've come on and talked about their experiences with COVID and how they have been able to pivot their business to, you know, find other sources of revenue. You know, and now we're focusing this month and until November, we have a marketing series. We're starting with the basics, and we're doing everything from social media to how to create your marketing plan, how do you do e-commerce, all of that stuff, Tom.
So when you say you're offering a full kind of compendium of services in that sense. So when you talked about some of the business owners that are coming in, and actually, you know, before you get to that, you mentioned the two programs, the funding programs. Are they still available for folks? Are there programs out there if there's a small business owner that's struggling? Are there programs still available, or is that more so they would have to talk to perhaps your folks to find out something that might be more, you know, direct for their circumstance?
Right. So the SBA right now, the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program, I believe it's not available right now. Okay. They're running out of funding, but I think in the new stimulus that Congress is looking at. They're looking at possibly expanding that, extending the EIDL. The PPP was done August 8th, and August 10th, people could start asking, submitting their forgiveness application on August 10th.
Okay.
I have to say there are other programs available, grants, depending on where you live. For example, the city of Chicopee, I was talking to Kathleen Lindenberg over there, community development. They have a COVID-19 fund, and they're offering up to $10,000 grant to businesses that have been affected by COVID-19, and you use the expenses for operational costs.
When you say operational, this is like rent, electricity, things like that?
Correct.
Oh, awesome.
Yes. Yeah, and inventory as well. I think, especially if you have a business like a convenience store, mini mart, something like that, where you've had your stuff went bad because you had your business closed for several months.
Yeah.
I would count that. I would count inventory as, you know, in there as well. Oh, wow. I think you can make a case for that.
That's a pretty good program from Chicopee.
Yeah, and there's other rural areas. We know, Tom, we've created a Google sheet that I want to share with you so you can share with the folks that are listening to this podcast with business resources. We have about 50 different business resources listed there, and then Montague, other rural towns, they have grants out there. There's some grants online, like the Amber Small Business Grant for women. And now in September, they're upping it up from $10,000 to $25,000 for women-owned businesses.
Wow.
And it's a very simple application. There's like a $15, you know, fee to apply, but I'll pay $15 with a chance to get $25,000 back. That's one of the things that we do at the center, is that we're business advisors, but we're also connectors. We connect you with resources. We can give you some advice. We can, you know, we can share our knowledge with you.
Well, to your point, I mean, listen, to be a good business advisor, that means you have to have your pulse on what's going on. What are the resources that are available to people? And then also, let's be honest, how to translate that to folks. Because business owners, I listen, as a consultant, I love working with business owners. But I will tell you sometimes, a dairy farmer is a really good dairy farmer, but they don't know nothing about their finances. That's no judgment. That just means you're a great farmer. Awesome. But they need folks like yourself that can come in, and especially in your situation, you can come in free of charge and give them an honest assessment, and then also give them resources that might help them that are specific to them. Because you mentioned Springfield earlier too. I cut you off and I didn't mean to, but I'm excited about
the Chicopee
program because I thought that was a good program in Chicopee. But Springfield has primed the pump as well, right? They had a couple of rounds.
Correct. They had three rounds. They had three rounds. And they're looking now at I just talked to Brian Connors this morning prior to this interview because I wanted to get the scoop there. And he was saying that they were going to restart the FSAT program and the small business loan program again. And I could talk all day about, you know, all the different programs, but that's a really good program in Springfield that people should look at once it restarts.
Now, if you mentioned you have this resource. Is this something that folks can visit a website that you have to learn more about? Is it better if they call you? You know, how should someone start this journey? So let's say, listen, I didn't apply for any of this fund. I'm in Springfield still. I didn't get any PPP or anything. But you know what? My business right now is, well, you know, it's struggling. I could use some funding. Do they start with the town? Should they go to you folks? Like, what's a good place to start that journey?
Yeah, they could start with us. The best way to set up an appointment with us is by visiting our website, msbdc.org.
That's simple.
And I'm sorry.
Oh, I said that's simple, msbdc.org.
That's it. And then you find the office that's closest to you here in Western Mass. It's us. We're located here in Springfield. We cover the entire valley. And you click online and say request for counseling form. You fill out a pretty simple online form, and we call you back. We set up an appointment, and then we can chat about what you're looking for. I should mention too, Tom, that, you know, there's a bit of a silver lining in this whole COVID-19 catastrophe, if you will, is that, you know, this is something I've been pretty big in the past on, is collaboration with other organizations here in the Valley, because, you know, together, you know, there's synergies. We can do so much more. And we're collaborating with SCORE, which is another research partner that's funded by the SBA, and the Center for Women and Enterprise out in Worcester, Franklin County CDC, Valley Community Development up in Northampton, and Common Capital. And together, we put together all of those webinars. We're promoting them. We're trying to get the word out about every single resource that we know about to folks. And I'll send you that, like I said, I'll send you that link to that Google file that we put in all of the resources that we're finding out about, and we're listing them in there. We look at that daily. And, you know, and so together we meet weekly. We work on these programs. We talk about what's new, what's available. And you know who benefits? It's our clients. All of our clients benefit from us coming together because we're sharing best practices and resources, and they benefit from that knowledge that we share with them.
Awesome. We're talking with Somali Hogan. She's the regional director of the Massachusetts Small Business Development Center here in, well, you're in the Springfield area, but you like you said, you're in charge of the valley here.
Right. Franklin County, Hampshire and Hampden. Yes.
You know, and I got what I appreciate about what you just said is, you know, about bringing those different entities together. You know, even this program here, it's a partnership between Business West and Living Local, which is about, you know, obviously promoting small business ownership. And our sponsors, Munson Savings Bank, has been a good shepherd in our community, just philanthropic and just economic as well. But all these partnerships, all these things, we got a pretty big space out here in Western Mass. There's a lot of space, but you know, we're really not all packed together. There's only 800,000 of us. But the more that we can kind of, especially bringing in from other counties and resources and creating these best practices or these opportunities for us to collide, to your point, it only strengthens the valley around here. And listen, I would say this to business owners. I've done consulting, and I know sometimes it could feel like you don't want to reach out for help because you think that there's some shame involved, that you've hit, you know, a roadblock in your business. I would say there's no shame in any of that, especially when you layer on something like COVID-19. No one saw that, you know, in many respects, didn't see this coming. So don't feel bad that you might need a little help understanding what I can do with my financing. Well, listen, to your point, you said earlier, you know, if I can get forgiven for the PPP loan, I want to know the best way I can go about that. So there's a lot of moving parts right now. So why not have a partner out there helping you out when you're trying to go through that? So
that's good. There's a few pieces of advice I'd like to share with the folks listening,
please,
if I may.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, especially now during this time, it is time to review all of your finances. I know people are already doing that, but what I mean by that is you have to tighten your belt. You have to look at your expenses, look at the opportunities out there, and really cut anything that doesn't really help you get to where you want to go right now. Because what I mean by that is invest, not spend. Buy things, invest in things that are going to help you either pivot your business successfully, invest in yourself, in you know, educating yourself about, you know, whether it's the financials, whether it's marketing, you know, the things that will help your business grow or, you know, find new customers, right? It's time to tighten the belt. And the other thing is to, like you said, reach out for help. There's tons of professional folks out there, whether it's your accountant, your attorney, you know, your business advisor like us, you know, other successful business owners. It is time to connect. You know, everybody's home. Everybody's, you know, kind of, some people are afraid. Not everybody's home. There's people out there still. But those folks who are home, you know, there's still ways to connect, whether you do it via LinkedIn or, you know, on the phone. You know, it is your opportunity now to connect with the folks who typically are always so busy that you can't really reach out to. You know, they're not traveling as much anymore. So those folks who can help you, you know, I listened to a talk from Tony Robbins a little while back. And one of the things he said about, you know, this crisis and what folks would take away from this, especially business owners, is having a virtual CFO, you know, a chief financial officer, someone who can, you can go for advice, who helps you review the numbers monthly, quarterly, and who's there for you to assist you right away when you need them. And I couldn't stress that enough to people. You have to have your dream team. You have to have your attorney, your accountant, you know, your business advisor, you know, and your speed dial. And it's all about relationship building. And so this is the time for you to build your network, build those relationships, so you'll be in a stronger position.
You know, and to your point, I mean, I've reached out to people and people reach out to me. They're sick of being at home. So they're happy to pick up the phone and talk to anybody. You need help? I'll help you out. Sure. What do you need? So you know, don't be afraid to do that on top of it. And listen, the CFO advice is really good too. And part of that, I guess I share from some wisdom from my time in consulting was I'd start the conversation a lot on financials. And a lot of business owners really didn't have a good command of them. Some did. And some understood them really well, like the back of their hand, which is awesome, but some didn't. And listen, to get some advice on that, pizza shop owner, bakery owner, whatever it is, maybe you're the best at all that. You might need a little help with some other stuff. Business planning, pivoting. Let's say you've got to change your business model in some respect to generate new revenue. But talking to a place like the MSBDC is a good place to start. And you know, again, and what I also appreciate about, you talked about connectivity, Somali. You know, I know you folks always, you know, you connect people with other resources as well too. If it makes sense, you know what I mean? So I know you're connected to all of those, you know, there's accelerators throughout the valley. There's other places to get assistance, but at least to have a spot where we can start the conversation, talking to you folks, trying to understand exactly do I need help? Because sometimes we don't even know.
Absolutely. On that point, Tom, I mean, I did hear your interview with Tessa Romboletti from Sparky for All. We do send quite a few people there, especially the folks who are looking to start a business from scratch and are needing, you know, the kind of like the very basics of starting a business. By the way, we do offer monthly workshops on the basics of starting a business, and they're all free. And people can find that about all of our trainings on our website, which I mentioned, MSBDC.org.
I was going to say MSBDC.org, and they can find all that online there.
Correct. And, awesome. And so, you know, there's also, there's been other accelerators, incubators, you know, Valley Venture Mentors and other programs in the region. And, you know, I got to say that that our strength is that we connect among ourselves, you know, that connection between, in the relationship between all of the folks that are working in this area, helping small business, is really our strength. So all you need to do is reach out, like seriously, just pick up the phone or shoot an email. And I think you'd be surprised at what you hear.
So we got a few minutes left. I'm going to ask you what, you know, as you've been out there, what are business owners worried about today?
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
What are they worried about? Peace,
money. So. They're worried about money.
It is really on the financial end of it. Is it to the extent like I'm going to close, I need money, or like I need money?
Yeah, cash is the lifeblood of your business. It's the life and blood of your business. It's what makes it run. So they're worried about that. They're worried about how long is it going to take for things to go, quote unquote, back to normal? Mm. You know, are people going to shift? Are people going to forget about this once the vaccine comes out, or are they going to go back to their normal habits of shopping indoor, you know, and the hospitality business? Oh man, you know, they took a big hit on this one, huge hit. Yeah. So they're all concerned about like, are we going to have to do all outdoor events from now on? Or are we going to be able to do indoor weddings someday, you know, and realistically speaking, yes.
Oh, that's right.
You know,
yeah,
things will go back somewhat back to normal, but I don't think, you know, at least in the nearest future, like the next 12, 15 months, 2 years, it's going to be a little bit of a rough ride. But I think, you know, what is that other saying? People have short memories. So once, you know, you get past this hurdle, I think things will get better.
Yeah, and I guess you just even layer with that. I understand the conversations about we got to open up and all that stuff like that. And I get that. My bigger question, I guess, sometimes is, will people come back as quick as folks imagine they might? I know some folks that have respiratory issues. I myself have a respiratory issue. I can't go running out all over the place sometimes. So this is really going to be, to your point, it's really going to be learning as we're going. Because we don't have an end. There is no finish line with this. You know, it's kind of like, you know, when we make progress, we'll go as best we can. There's been some industries that have opened and, you know, they seem to be doing well. And I hope more can open so we can get back to that sense of normalcy.
Right, Tom. And one last piece of advice for folks. Please. I mean, I have many other things to share, but I know we're running out of time. Figure out what's the best way to reach your customers. I always emphasize that. Know your customers. What's the best way to reach them? Should you be investing in learning how to use social media to your best, to leverage social media for your business? Or is it more of a personal thing where perhaps you should be calling your customer list and, you know, not to sell them on stuff, but say, hey, how you doing? Just wanted to check in on you and hope things are going well. And yeah, this is your friendly neighborhood store or whatever, calling to see how things are going. And, people appreciate this. Some people might say, oh man, I don't want another, random call, especially with elections. I can't tell you how many calls I got for the primaries. But but in general, though, I think people appreciate your customers do appreciate you reaching out to them. And this is the time to really figure out how to engage those customers, keep them. And what do they need? What are they looking for? Sometimes you just ask, hey, what do you need? And some of the best ideas about things that you can do with your business to grow your business comes from your customers. So really listen to them and listen to the advisors that you talk to, Tom. That's another one. It's if you're asking for advice, you got to listen and you make your own decision. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm just going to share with you my experience, my advice, and help you some research and connect you and give you resources. But you should listen and really, I know our business is sometimes very close to our heart. It's our baby. But this you got to look a little bit different lens. This is your livelihood. This is your family's livelihood for many of you. So you got to look at the financials and be realistic. And you mentioned some businesses potentially looking at bankruptcy. You got to seek advice from professionals to look at that closely and see what the pros and cons of that would be before you make a decision.
Yeah, and there's a lot of moving parts going on with COVID. So, I'm really thankful that you were able to come on and share some insights. Folks, again, Somali Dogan joined the program today, regional director at the MSBDC. For a lot of the information on their services, educational programming, and otherwise, I believe you said the website was msbdc.org. And I think that'd be a correct. Good resource for folks to start with. Smiley, thanks for coming on the program. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Tom. Thank you for having me.
And I want to say thank you to Munson Bank, our sponsor, and Business West and Living Local for the partnership in bringing these important stories to you. Have a great week, folks, and thank you.